The first big project he dreamed up, aged 24, was to reimagine the music Nino Rota had composed for the films of Federico Fellini. He signed up Blondie's Debbie Harry and Wynton Marsalis, then a promising young trumpeter who was not even 20, and flew to Rome to ask Fellini for the rights. It was like meeting Dickens, he later recalled. The two discovered they shared a passion for Laurel and Hardy. They bonded further over a multi-course Roman lunch and drove around the city before the director dropped him off with the words, "I leave you to your destiny." La Dolce Vita never seemed quite the same after that. With its jazz and pop bands, its congas and its steel drums, Amarcord Nino Rota showed him what was possible. Not so much with composing new tunes, but with music that had already been written. Imaginative pairings of musicians and instruments, and the breaking down of barriers between musical eons and musical genres. Lucinda Williams, a luscious American country singer, crooning Irish shanties like Bonnie Portmore, or Marianne Faithfull, the chanteuse with the coal tar voice, perfect for the music of underground Weimar Berlin, reimagining The Ballad of the Soldier's Wife by Kurt Weill. In 1980, he became the music coordinator for the sketches of Saturday Night Live, or SNL, which allowed him to mine his musical memory and gave him a regular income while he worked on one-off projects like marrying up Scarlett Johansson, Courtney Love, and the MC from Cabaret, Joel Grey, for a charity evening at Carnegie Hall to raise funds for AIDS victims in Africa.